So, it's Wednesday the 12th of October and today is the UN International Day for Disaster Reduction, with the world's focus currently on the devastating earthquake in Pakistan and the surrounding areas, which claimed over 30,000 lives and left millions homeless, as well as recent memories from the New Orleans hurricane flood and the Asian tsunami at the start of the year. Warnings issued today from the United Nations are certainly striking a chord. The new UN report issued today says that by 2010, as many as 50 million people will flee environmental deterioration caused by climate change. The Red Cross says environmental disasters already displace more people than war, with rising sea levels, expanding deserts and lack of drinking water, floods already causing millions of people to permanently migrate. But this is only set to increase and increase dramatically. The report from the UN University for the Environment and Human Security says a new category of environmental refugees should be created to help deal with the problem of mass migration due to environmental crisis. Hyannis Bogardi, director of the Institute for Environment and Human Security at the United Nations University in Bonn, said there are well-founded fears that the number of people fleeing untenable environmental conditions may grow exponentially as the world experiences the effects of climate change. This new category of refugee needs to find a place in international agreements. We need to better anticipate support requirements similar to those of peoples fleeing other unviable situations. New Zealand has already agreed to accept 116,000 inhabitants of the low-lying Pacific island state Tuvalu if rising sea levels swamp the country. Elsewhere, as many as 100 million people live in areas that are below sea level or liable to storm surge. While the media is picking up on the figure of 50 million environmental refugees by the end of the decade, Bogardi, the author of the report, says that that number will rapidly increase to hundreds of millions. Speaking yesterday, he confirmed what many environmentalist campaigners have been saying for years, that he suspects the world's governments have simply not wished to tackle this growing problem. His research is 10 years old. And only now, he says, is it getting any serious attention. The report was featured on last night's Newsnight television programme on BBC Two. However, most of the programme seemed to be taken up with the debate about the term environmental refugee, with comment from the right-wing UK Migration Watch focusing on the need to ensure people do not enter this country. However, even this speaker agreed that the world faces an unprecedented environmental crisis. As one climate change campaigner stated, if the world's governments aren't prepared to seriously tackle preventing climate change, they'd better start preparing to deal with its effects. Quite.